Hare Krishna. So last night, or the night before last night, we heard chapters 4 and 5 about Radha's Adivas, which was the ceremony that took place the day before this grand Abhishek. We also heard how Radha was bathed by her friends and then offered aarti. And then with all the elders present, that means Krishna's mother and father, Krishna's mother, not father, Krishna's mother, Radha's mother, and all the older ladies of Vrindavan, Nandagram, Varshana, all of them came to see this beautiful ceremony of honoring Radha. They all embraced her and they wished her all the best in every way. Then the girls and the ladies all proceeded towards the Abhishek Mandap. Now that's a place which we're going to hear about tonight. It's an astonishing place, a place that's so extraordinary that when you hear about it, as I found when I was preparing, it's so astonishing that you can't fit it into your experience or your brain or anything that you could actually conceive of. Because, as we understand, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure giver to Krishna himself. She is the one that gives the most pleasure to Madhava. And he is the supreme, unlimited, supreme lord, master. And although he's playful and he's very funny and he's enjoying this leela, he is also unlimited. So our brains actually can't contain unlimited. So let's proceed together to the Abhishek Mandap on the day itself of the festival. That morning, Radha slept peacefully after the Adivas, and in the morning when she woke up, and all the children woke up, and the men woke up, and everyone woke up. All they could think about and all they could talk about was this amazing Abhishek that was about to take place. And truly, it was amazing. So with great excitement, they created an amazing, a very extraordinary procession to the Abhishek place, and the demigoddesses from heaven even came down and appeared as cowherd women just so they could participate in this event. And thousands, countless young ladies, old ladies, they all proceeded with their eyes full of amazement to the place where Radha was going to be bathed. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nevisesha Sunyavadi Askatya Deshatani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyam Namo Namaha. So when Radha arrived at the entrance to this area where the Abhishek was going to be performed, Vrindadevi came out and welcomed her. She brought with her all kinds of fragrant scents and different kinds of ointments, and she offered all these different items to Radha. And Radha accepted this remarkable place that Vrinda had created as if by divine architects as her home. So no sooner had Radha entered her own grove, this place, that she sensed the aroma of Krishna's body. And she said to Vrinda privately, "Oh Devi, do I see Hari here? Or have I been mistaken because his fragrance is spreading here? Tell me, is Hari here so I can be peaceful?" Vrinda said, "Oh Sakhi, Jatila came here along with her son Abhimanyu with the intention of finding out about the love affair between you two. And therefore Madhava has entered the Madhavika grove with his friends rather reluctantly." So Vrinda explained how she got rid of Jatila and Abhimanyu. She made little comments that made them feel very uncomfortable, and they both left. This was a plan of Padma, by the way, just to get a little bit of spice. So then, holding the tender hand of Vrinda, Radha entered her forest flower palace. As she went from grove to grove, she was crying profusely, knowing that Krishna was not near. Vrinda said, "Oh Sakhi, come, let me show you this place." She said, "There is one very large chamber, far exceeding the size of our Hari Kirtan Stali. And from that large chamber, there are six high surrounding rooms. Now, this chamber and the rooms are created out of trees. This is the nature of Vrindavan's forest." She said, "Long ago, I made this creeper house just for you. Without a doubt, if the four-headed Brahma tried for a long time to describe this structure, he would quickly become speechless. These creeper bowers, with the network of ascending light rays through the branches of the trees, surpass even a jewel house. Has Brahma ever seen the remarkable sweetness of the flowers, the bees, the trees, and the cuckoos here?" So then Vrinda took Radha on a tour of each one of these six chambers that came off this area. And she showed her what was in each of these rooms. There were vines of different color, different fragrance. There was a jeweled floor covered in not dust, but fine fragrant flower pollen. And each one was different for a different rendezvous for Radha and Krishna to meet. Vrinda said, "In the middle of this grove, this is the middle chamber, there is a very famous place where the sun manifests as the royal throne. After the Abhishek, you will sit on this golden throne, and at that time, Krishna will come to you. So now let us enter the vast northern chamber. Now, if you're thinking this is a bit complicated, I also thought like that. I spent a lot of time going backwards and forwards reading this, trying to get a picture in my mind of this arrangement of these vast areas, north, south, east, west, what was taking place. And there's insufficient detail and insufficient capacity for us to actually be able to grasp this in the limitations of our own minds. So therefore, what we must do is just listen. So Radha entered the northern chamber with its flower gates shining with lamps and rows of shining pots. And there she saw a place called the Sarvabhauma Griha. It was a square made of flowers measuring 20 hands with flags all around. There was a flower house, a cottage, surrounded by rows of the finest trees, and a jeweled floor. And this exquisite place was made out of white flowers that illuminated the sapphire altar within. Then Radha, surrounded by all her friends, under the attentive protection of Purnamasi, was asked to sit in the southern courtyard just near a throne which was covered by a beautiful, beautiful canopy. And in the northern chamber, Purnamasi was sitting on an asana, uttering Shanti mantras. It's mantras to bring peace and auspiciousness as part of her vrat, or the worship that was about to take place. When the ghee was offered to the fire, Purnamasi saw many auspicious omens. She heard the deep rumble of chariots, and she saw that the tongues of fire that usually turned to the left started to turn to the right. And as soon as she saw that the tongues of fire had turned to the right, at that moment everybody present, all the ladies, let out a tremendous roar of excitement, and they began to circumambulate the fire to the right. So normally we go this way, they went that way, the opposite way. And meanwhile, in the heavens above, flowers were falling down profusely, flowers were coming down. And the singers were singing beautiful songs glorifying Srimati Radharani. And then, from all directions, a sound arose. And Purnamasi, powerful Purnamasi, remembering the heavenly ladies, mentally made them all appear. So the demigods' wives, some of the demigods' wives, who never come to this earthly planet because it's too uncomfortable and unpleasant for them, because their standard of pleasure is so high. So these demigod ladies, exalted higher planetary persons, came to this Abhishek. the sun god, one of the main devatas. His wives, Chaya and Sangha, came. And Lord Shiva's wife, she's sometimes called Parvati, she's sometimes called Uma, she appeared. And then also came Jamuna Devi, personified form of the Jamuna River, and Manasi Ganga Devi. They all appeared, and when they all appeared in the assembly, everyone was astonished. And they took Parijat flowers, very heavenly flowers, and they put them, they sprinkled them on Radha's head, and they gave her so many blessings. Then, after they had paid their respects, these heavenly ladies remained motionless, with tears in their eyes, seeing the superior beauty of Srimati Radharani, even to the heavenly beauty of these women. They stood there, gazing at Radha's beauty. They were bewildered until Purnamasi brought them back to normal. She said, "O heavenly women, when you come to Vraj, you have come to perform Radha's Abhishek, so that the whole world will be astounded." Now, on hearing this, Chaya, who is the mother of Saturn, she's the wife of the sun god, powerful, exalted personality. She wanted to give Purnamasi some advice. So she said, "O Purnamasi Devi, with folded hands, we hold your order on our heads. Yet in our hearts, we feel no happiness. For Radha will only be ruling over this 5-yojana Vrindavan. We would be satisfied if she became the ruler of the whole universe." To this, Purnamasi gave an astonishing laugh. She laughed, and she looked towards Uma, who said, "All the things that are meant to help a person cross over the material ocean, as well as to give them prema bhakti, are found here in the area of Mathura. Therefore, this dham is eternally associated with the Lord. As the sun and its rays are inseparable, so too is the Lord and his dham. Yet whatever wonderful qualities are found in Mathura, they are also found in Vraj's forests in a more concentrated form. It is well known that Lord Brahma saw countless universes within Vrindavan, all inconceivable powers and spiritual love are eternally present here. And Radhika, Radha, is completely qualified to be named the queen of this place. Such honour is certainly befitting her. So Poonamasi laughed because she thought that to honour Radha as being the queen of the whole universe was very insignificant compared to becoming the queen of Vrindavan. And so she asked Uma to describe to the ladies present what is the actual quality of Vrindavan. The quality of Mathura is that it can give you prema bhakti and it can take you across the material world. But the quality of Vrindavan is concentrated love. And so she was pointing it the other way round to her friend Chaya, that actually, rather than Radha being qualified to be the queen of the universe as well as Vrindavan, Radha is the only one who's actually qualified to be the queen of this place, Vrindavan. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, Radha, with her head bent down, began to think, will I be fortunate enough to see Shyam and his indescribable pastimes on the occasion of my Abhishek? Having been offered the lordship of his forest, there are too many people near me now. Is Poonamasi remembering me? Oh Krishna, how will I be able to see you? Reading her thoughts by seeing the emotions on her face, Poonamasi said to Vrinda, bring the sapphire of Braj to me quickly. Lalita and the other Sakis were also thinking about this. And when they heard Poonamasi say that, they became blissful. And then Radha said to herself, oh, fickle heart, be comforted. The same moment, the very same moment, the sky above became full of flowers and the presiding deity of the beauty of flowers appeared as Saraswati, holding a casket containing gifts from other heavenly ladies. So all the wives of the demigods who did not come, they all sent something extraordinary to be given to Radha as the queen of Vrindavan. So Saraswati gave all of these gifts to Poonamasi. Poonamasi gave them to Lalita. And then Poonamasi said to all these devata ladies, these exalted heavenly personalities, she said, now you must personally perform these auspicious rites. And then the music began, and it was astonishing. Everyone was singing, everyone was dancing, everyone was playing some kind of a musical instrument or another. And the drums, huge drums, began to play, and all the instruments began to resound. And astounding the universe, astonishing the universe, Ganga, Saraswati, and Jamuna appeared from their right hands, these three Devi ladies, from their right hand appeared the water of the Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati. It came from their hand and it started to form a huge lake right there in the chamber, above the jeweled floor, all of a sudden a huge lake appeared. And all the best holy places in the whole world, they came and contributed to that body of water. And all the sacred places in Vrindavan came also to give to this beautiful lake. When the jeweled arena was covered with their waters, lotuses began blooming. Blue lotuses appeared in the waters. And all the birds, the water birds, began to chirp and make their beautiful sounds. With the sounds of the various birds chirping, this beautiful lake made everybody's heart astonished and full of happiness. So this sacred water that had now appeared would all be used to bathe Radha. As the auspicious moment arrived, the public, everyone who had come, became more and more joyful, and the heavenly musicians and dancers divided into three groups, and each one was playing their own instruments, and they were enlivening everybody who was present. And then, this is the first part of the Abhishek. It's the worshipping of the pots. So with permission from Purnamasi, the eight main gopis and Vrinda, they, surrounded by the heavenly ladies, they carefully carried nine jewel inlaid pots. And they brought these pots under the shade of the canopy where the throne was seated, where the throne was there. They worshipped those nine pots, and then they placed them on their heads, and they came to that sacred lake, and they filled these nine pots with water, and they carried them back on their heads like crowns, and they placed them on unhusked rice in front of the golden throne. They placed them there, all nine of them. Then they purified the pots and the water with mantras and kumkum and red cloth and garlands. And on the mouth of the pots, they put sandalwood and all kinds of sacred leaves from the trees. And then, let me tell you what happened. The presiding deities of those nine pots, they were so extraordinary pots that each one had a presiding deity who appeared in person. And everyone who was there, their eyes became astonished to see this. Then from that place, Purnamasi sent one of the gopis to inform Radha that Krishna had come. And this news generated happiness and excitement amongst everyone. Krishna has come, the pots are ready, they're filled with water, sacred water of an exceptional quality from a mystical lake that appeared in the midst of a forest grove. And then the gopis thought, this is the time to bring Radha and to sit her on that golden throne so that we can begin this Abhishek. Krishna had come, but he was hiding. And from a secret place, he was watching everything, and he was just amazed at the magnitude, the divine magnitude of what was taking place. Oh, friends, look. Chaya, the wife of the sun god, is performing a beautiful aarti ceremony to Radha using jewel lamps. And Radha is now seated on the golden throne. And she's surrounded by all the gopis and Purnamasi and the heavenly ladies. Everyone has begun singing and crying at the same time. And when the jeweled lamps come near Radha, as they go round and round and they come near Radha, my heart goes mad. With her golden scepter and her royal attire, she forcibly attracts my mind. That was Krishna speaking. Look at this. She has become so majestic and so beautiful. And meanwhile, Radha was only interested in seeing Krishna. She was not interested in any of this. If this pleased Krishna, she would do it. But she had no interest in any of these things, personally. So she was just waiting to see Krishna had come. Understanding her heart, Purnamasi smiled. She said, "See my mystic power." You heard my mystic power. "Now see my mystic power," she said. And with her hand, she was able to forcibly pull Krishna, still smiling, from his hiding place right into the Abhishek Mandap. And now everybody was full of bliss. And Krishna was especially eager to see Radha. But seeing all the senior people and all the public and all the demigoddesses and everybody else present, he began to feel a little bit embarrassed. But at that moment, the gopis remembered how Purnamasi had said, when we first heard, she said, "Murari, Krishna, Krishna will have the heavenly women bathe Radha and make her the ruler of Vrindavan." And Purnamasi had said, "Krishna will be there to watch this royal Abhishek. He will be present and Radha will be glorified." Meanwhile, Krishna was thinking, she must look towards me at least once. And Radha, with a very clever crooked glance, she threw a crooked glance in Krishna's direction. And then, with permission and blessings from Purnamasi, Krishna started to play his flute. And this was the beginning of the Abhishek festival. So the next thing was to do a royal aarti of Radha. And Lord Shiva's wife Uma came forward and she began to worship Radha with a jeweled lamp. And this kindled many emotions of love in Krishna's heart. And then she worshipped her with each of the items of an aarti ceremony. And it seemed as if the eyes of all those who were present were also doing aarti with their eyes as well. And when that preliminary worship was complete, Purnamasi stood speechless with tears in her eyes. She was thinking, could any coronation, anywhere, anytime, possibly compare to this? So the grand Abhishek began first with the Sakis bathing Radha with the water they had previously collected. And then they bathed her with 8 different kinds of earth. And both the earth and the water were permeated with the fragrance of Krishna, who wanders everywhere in Vrindavan. Then she was bathed with the items from the cow, the Panchagavya, and some Rig Veda and Vedi, Samaveda brahmacharis came and they bathed her in honey and kusha water. And then Purnamasi took kumkum and sprinkled it all over Radha in fine powder, and then using a pot with 1,000 holes, she held this up high, and using herbs and scents and seeds and flowers, accompanied by mantras, the water was poured all over Radha. And thus, the preliminary, this is just the beginning of the Abhishek, the preliminary Abhishek was begun. And now, Purnamasi wanted to bathe Radha 9 times from the 9 different bowls, the different pots that had inlaid with jewels. So please hear a little tiny bit of this, because it's so extraordinary and so vast that perhaps it's more than our small minds can actually accommodate at one time. But please hear as best you can, because it's extraordinarily beautiful. So the first Abhishek was given by Purnamasi herself. And she bathed Radha in water from the ruby-studded pot. And Radha lowered her head as the water poured down all over her body. And meanwhile, Krishna has some friends that are with him who are special, they're called Priyanama Sakhas, or special friends of Krishna, who often accompany him when he goes somewhere where the gopis are there. They are different than the friends who play in the cowherd pastures with Krishna. So these boys there, they tease Krishna and play with his affection for Radha. So Krishna's friend, Stoka Krishna, he laughed and he said, "Friend," he said, "you shouldn't feel any reservation about looking at this beautiful Abhishek, because nobody is looking at you." They're all overcome by the beauty of Vrishabhanu Nandini. And thus Krishna, he threw an arrow-like glance towards Radha. Whereas Radha, who was being advised, "Be proud, don't look at Krishna. This is the best way, this will please him most." Radha squinted her eyes and she threw a look of anger at Krishna. Then the second Abhishek was given by Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, along with her associates. Purnamasi took the big pot and she filled 5 smaller pots so the Abhishek could be done by everyone who was offering that particular pot. So her pot was a coral pot. And as she poured the water, the pot shone like the sun, and the water appeared like the sun's rays. And seeing this Abhishek, Uma herself was thinking, "I should give up all pride and thinking of myself as generous. In comparison to these extraordinary pots that continuously pour water, continuously pouring water, will not these pots pouring so much water and the tears in our eyes together, will they not flood the whole assembly?" Meanwhile, Krishna's friend Vasant, he said to Krishna, he said, "Mukunda, when you glance at the lotus face of Radha, why do you do it so secretly? Don't be shy. When the bee of your glance meets the lotus of her face, everybody becomes stunned." So Krishna took a little look at Radha. Next, the sun god's wives came forward, Chaya and Sangya, and they took the pots inlaid with pearls, and they took the smaller pots inlaid with pearls and the big pot, and they began to bathe Radha. And they said, Radha is being bathed on the jewel throne in a house of creepers amidst the tumult of conch shells. May she be always blessed. Meanwhile, Ujjala, Krishna's friend, said to Krishna, Friend, Radha's friends are laughing at you, saying, now Radha is the ruler of the forests and Krishna has become frightened. Give up your fear. And the fourth Abhishek came. And although the assembly hall had become filled with sacred water because of the Abhishek, Purnamasi ordered those three assembled rivers in personal forms, in forms of demigoddesses, to come forward and to bathe Radha again. So all those three rivers headed by the Jamuna filled the golden diamond-studded pots with water to spread her glory. They poured the water over Radha. Radha was sitting there. She was accepting this honor, but in her mind, her friends were telling her, don't smile at Krishna, don't look in his direction, and she was trying her best to obey. And one of Krishna's friends told him, don't increase the attractiveness of your flute or your glance or your fragrance, because that will really attract Radha and distract her. And so Krishna doubled the attractiveness of his flute and his glance and his fragrance as the ocean of Radha's love swelled, but could not pass the shore of her shyness. When Radha opened her eyes, she saw Krishna directly before her. And each time, each one of these Abhishekas, those who were giving the Abhishek offered a blessing in the quantity, fourth Abhishek, may you have this, four of these and four of those and so forth. It was very, very extraordinary. In the fifth Abhishek, some friends of Krishna and of Radha, Shyamala and Mangala, were proudly wanting to show their friendship with Radha by bathing her in a pot which was made of kachapa. Kachapa is actually cat's eyes. It's a jewel. And Krishna's friend, Vidagdha, whispered in Krishna's ear, why are you looking at her? If it causes you to tremble like this. While Radha is feigning anger and bowing her head, she is secretly gazing at Hari's reflection on the jeweled floor. So she's watching what he is doing in the reflection. The sixth Abhishek was Vrindadevi, and her friends, they came to bathe Radha in an emerald pot. And as they bathed her, they said to her, protect these forests endowed with six seasons using the six qualities of a ruler. And for that purpose, we bathe you in the sixth Abhishek. The seventh Abhishek were the gopis from Nandagram, who we heard about earlier. There were three girls came from Nandagram, Kundalata, Danista, and Nandimukhi. they're friends of Krishna from Nandagram and also friends of Radha. So they came to perform the seventh Abhishek with a pot made of yellow sapphires and pouring its scented water on Radha. It looked as if the moon was bathing a desire creeper in streams of water. Now Krishna looked directly at Radha with his sweet lotus eyes, and Radha glanced secretly at Krishna. There was nothing that could compare with the meeting of their two eyes. The eighth Abhishek was given by Kasturi and gopis who had no other desire than the happiness of Radha. And while bathing Radha, they were thinking that Radha was thinking, as they were bathing her in a pot made of blue sapphires, Radha was thinking that the pot, perhaps, was none other than Krishna. And the ninth Abhishek was done by another group of gopis, dear friends of Radha's, and they offered their love with this ninth Abhishek with a pot made of garnets which give pleasure to the earth. And meanwhile, Krishna's friend Arjuna whispered in Krishna's ear. He said, "Friend, you have been playfully glancing at Radha constantly. By this, she has assumed greater brilliance." And Krishna became very happy to hear that. So then the grand Abhishek was complete, and all the people became intoxicated with love for Radha and Krishna, watching this whole procession of offering after offering after offering. And Radha now illuminated their hearts and the forest like a special herb giving life to the universe. Srila Jiva Goswami completes his description of the Abhishek festival by saying, "O ears, lips, and tongue, ears, lips, and tongue, may these words describing the Abhishek to install Radha as ruler protect you birth after birth and give you devotion to Radha and Krishna." This is the benediction. Then he said, "O nostrils, may the fragrance of the Abhishek protect you. O eyes, may the beauty of the Abhishek nourish you. And O hands, may the happiness of service ever satisfy you." So Srila Jiva Goswami, he invites us to attend this beautiful Abhishek festival. And tomorrow we will hear the last chapter 8 and chapter 9, wherein Radha is inaugurated on the throne, and then everybody leaves and Krishna is very mischievous. So don't miss tomorrow night. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.